Yeah, I thought they were outstanding, you know, especially after that first drive where they just went right down the field and went 80 yards and, you know, it's 7-0, you know, right off the bat, kind of neutralized the crowd, kind of hushed everybody up. And then I think they only had 160 yards after that. I think our defense, you know, the rush, the ability to get to Eli, which is difficult, you know, going into this, they'd only given up a short amount of sacks and they only turned the ball over, you know, not very much either. So for us to come up with, you know, Nolan's pick was big. I thought the play by D'Amico Ryans on the interception really kind of stemmed the tide because they were moving the ball again on that drive. And then, you know, D'Amico made a nice play on the wheel route and kind of knocked the ball out. But I thought our defense played outstanding all game long.
Did something change after that first drive?
No, I mean, not call-wise or anything like that. I just think our guys settled down. And again, I think that interception by D'Amico, I think, was kind of key. And that kind of almost everybody took a deep breath. All right, let's go. And then the rush started getting there. Then the next series, we got Nolan on the interception for a touchdown. And then our guys really started playing, I thought.
Before that, the third and one and fourth and one, the two stops there kind of turned around a little bit too.
Yeah, I do. I mean, I think they played. But again, besides the opening drive, I thought our defense played outstanding all game long.
Do you get a sense D'Amico is motivated by the fact that Jordan Hicks is getting a lot of attention? And, you know, D'Amico's the veteran. And do you think he's maybe motivated by that, by the younger guy?
No, I think D'Amico's motivated 24/7. You know, he's, and I've said it before, he's our Mufasa. He's the leader of our defense. He's the leader of this football team. He's motivated every day we're around him, every second I'm around the guy. So, he's been an unbelievable mentor to Jordan, and there's no one that wants to see Jordan succeed more than D'Amico. So I don't think that motivates him. I just think that's just the type of guy he is.
When it comes to eliminating turnovers, how can Sam Bradford get better?
We had some miscommunication today, you know, on a couple routes where the quarterback and the receiver weren't on the same page, but we have to clean that up. You know, we've talked about that. He's getting more familiar in terms of what we're doing, you know, but we can't continue to do that, you know, against really good football teams. We were fortunate that we did it and got away with it today, but it's not going to – in this league, you can't do that and sustain things and sustain winning. So we really got to clean that up on the offensive side of the ball.
Is that miscommunication on the quarterback or is that on –
It's on both. It's on both, depending on, you know, sometimes we're reading coverages and routes are supposed to work a certain way. So it's not all on Sam. It's on both.
In terms of Sam's development within the system, where is he on that continuum?
I don't have an answer, you know, on a continuum answer. I just know he needs to improve, and we all need to improve on the offensive side of the ball. I think, you know, we're starting to run the ball better as a group. We hit him with some good play-action passes. It really got some big chunk plays for us. You know, obviously the first touchdown to Coop. We hit Miles on a nice seam route. We're doing some good things, but we have to be able to finish, especially in the red zone.
How are you able to get DeMarco going in the second half?
I think our offensive line is starting to really, you know, come together as a group. And you know, the one thing about DeMarco, he's a downhill physical runner, runs behind his pads. You know, if we can get him started, and I think we started to get a little push at the line of scrimmage, you know, and then get him to the second level, he can run through a lot of arm tackles. And obviously it was really good to see him get going today.
After they had that roughing the kicker penalty, mm-hmm. You guys came back out, you were able to score right there. What do you think that meant for your momentum there?
Yeah, it helped. You know, obviously, I think, you know, we got stalled on that drive, but then you get the penalty. You know, they ran in, and we knew they were a big rush team anyways. It was a good job by Donnie getting the ball off because that's a tough group to block. They got a lot of big guys on their special teams. You know, so for the fact that we could capitalize on that, I thought was big. And then that was a deal we think we capitalized, you know, whether it be the penalty or their turnovers, you know, we capitalized and scored points. And then when we turned it over, again, credit our defense, we didn't give up any points after we turned it over. I thought our defense did a great job in their response after the turnover.
Chip, the sequence at the end of the first half, you had two timeouts, I believe, and you complete a pass to the 19 with 33 seconds to go. Why mm-hmm. not call a timeout there instead of...
Because we were trying to save it, and then we took a sack, you know, because, again, receiver ran a wrong route, so Sam was expecting the receiver to do something else, so we just weren't on the right page. So I wanted to get away with just a field goal there. Let's take the points, and let's get into halftime and get this thing straightened out. But there was a miscommunication on the route before that, and there was a miscommunication on the one that he took a sack on.
Touchdown came from under center. Is that a look you've been waiting for, that play action play?
A look? No.
Chip, I know during the week you didn't really get into how important this game was other than one game, but being it's the first win in the division, it's a game that really kind of set the season back on the right way. How important was this?
Every game's important. I mean, so it's not – every single game you play is important. At the end of the year, what's your final record? You can't say, well, we lost that one, but it wasn't that important. Every game is important, and that's what we talk about. So we have a huge one coming up.
More important, correct?
Whatever you want, Howard. Every game's important when we're trying to win. So. I don't go in and say, hey, it's an AFC opponent, let's just take it easy this week, because it doesn't count. They all count. At the end of the day, they all count. You know, so this is, it's live, full go, and we're getting ready to go play Carolina. We're not going to say it's not a division opponent, so let's kick our feet up and take it easy this week in practice. We got to get ready against a real good football team this week.
It seemed Brandon Graham and Vinny Curry had a lot of pressure on
they did.
What were they able to kind of do?
They did. You know, I think a lot of times with what they do, because they get the ball out quick, so they're releasing five guys into the route, there's a lot of single blocks going across the front, so obviously it becomes a matchup with our D-line against our O-line, and I thought Vinny played really well. I thought Fletch played well. I thought all those guys, you know, I thought, right, you know, it was good to see that. And then, you know, the one thing you have to do to disrupt the rhythm and timing because the ball's out so quick is get a push in the pass rush, and I thought we did that.
Sam had another interception that was thrown into the end zone. What are you seeing on this?
We had a matchup. You know, we felt like we had Ertz on the safety, and the ball was just a little bit behind him. But, you know, as we were going, that's what we were trying to do. That was what the play call was. That's what we were trying to do. But the ball just looked like it was a little bit behind him from where I saw it.
I think no X plays coverage-wise. What did you do better today?
I think we were on to a combination of both things. I think it's the pass rush, and in terms of what they do, the ball's out quick. And so then we talked about if the ball is out quick and it's completed, we got to tackle, and I thought we tackled better on the back end.
These guys just between the receivers and the quarterbacks, is that happening at a little bit of an alarming rate for you at this point in the season?
Anytime we're not on the right page, then we're concerned.
Can you trace the miscommunication? Is it from the sideline going in? Is that where it is? Or, I mean, you've had these guys together since spring.
Yeah, we know that.
Can you trace where?
Well, it's not one specific thing. It's not always the same thing. So it's not just, hey, this happened, so let's correct it. At one point in time, it's a receiver. At the other point in time, we didn't get it. You know, we get it communicated. So it's a group of guys. So we got to get it straightened out. Thanks, guys.